Welcome, everyone, to the update for QL Exchange Flash 1X for Monday, June 27, 2011. We're going to get started right away. If you will get over onto the webcast, the webinar, that's the best place for you to be this evening because we do have a few slides to show you, some snapshots at the back office that JC is going to be going over with you, as well as other information. So without further ado, we will get going. JC, take it away.
Thank you, Jane, and thank all of you for your time this evening. I'm going to try to get right to the meat of it. We're going to be stopping the verification requirements, the email verification. And I bet you there's all sorts of cheers going on out there. There's very good reasons to have email verification because otherwise you just have people coming in with junk emails. But we have decided to do away with MailChimp. They have let us down. We can't send out newsletters to you. So we're getting rid of it. Of the verification, so that'll probably be this evening. And now we're also, because we're getting rid of MailChimp, our communicating with you is critically important to us. And we have put together in the new back office a bulletin board that will keep you updated. It'll be what you will land on when you log in. You'll go straight to the bulletin board, and you can get caught up. If it's beyond what you can see, you'll be able to scroll down and get caught up from the last time that you read it. I strongly encourage you to keep up with that because there's constantly exciting news and things to share with you. The support tickets were all caught up. Our support staff has done a great job. Maybe not everybody was answered, but it was because of the email problems, and so we apologize. But if you need any more support, we have the support ticket systems put up, and you can respond with a support question with support@QL, that's Q for quantum, L for leap, X, like X marks the spot, change, it's time for a change, .com, QLExchange.com, and that is support@QLExchange.com, and all I can say is most of the problems are because people are putting in emails that aren't any good, and you can't possibly expect to get a verification email if that. So we just decided, what the heck? We'll just get them in and let's go. All right. So all of that will be taken care of. The big news for this evening, two big things. We're giving you another 24 hours to continue to bring more people in, to get your funds into a way in which you can pay us, solve trust pay, give you another day, 24 hours. So that means 8 o'clock Eastern on Wednesday. 8 o'clock Eastern is midnight Zulu, or what is called UTC, Universal Time. I the other day said that GMT, that's what we always did when I was in the Air Force weather observer. We went always on Zulu time. So that's actually then the next day. For there, it's 0-100. But, you know what I'm saying. Wednesday night, 8 Eastern. And that's one great bit of news. problem is, well, we wanted to give everybody another day because there's been so many challenges. And because we're going to lift this verification process, then maybe people who have been having problems can get this done. Like I said, there's a negative side to this, okay? I mean, if people put in just some bogus stuff, they'll be in your structure, but they'll be ignored, okay? There was good reasons for us doing what we were doing, but it seems to have caused more problems than what it may have prevented. The other really exciting bit of news is that we are adding an additional payment merchant processor. That will be implemented tomorrow. Hopefully the back office will be up tonight, and you all will be able to check that out. There's a lot to it, and we had to do a lot of writing on each of the pages to help explain the process on it. But it's very complete. I hope you find it professional. But because of all the challenges that we've had because of Solid Trust Pay worldwide, and there's just some places, some people just absolutely refuse to use Solid Trust Pay. So we're going to have a merchant processor that will be integrated into our system tomorrow that will be able to take Visa, MasterCard, and the Discover card. Okay, now you're allowed to do one spend or one purchase per 24 hours per card. So if you have two or three cards, you could, you know, use each one of them separately. And then, you know, you shouldn't have to do this more than just the first day. There's no need to continue to use your card to put money in this. You work with profits. The maximum that you can use on your card is $33. Now, that may sound small to you, but believe me, this solves a lot of problems for all of our members. Again, if you have $1,000, that's the minimum, $1,000, you can do bank wires into us, or for people in the United States or where there might be Bank Americas around the world, it's Bank of America. You can go to do a cross-the-counter transfer. You need to let us know in support if you're needing to do a bank wire, or let your leaders know. And we've had a lot of people get to us and let us know that they're needing to do that. But it's with a minimum of $1,000. You have to understand we have a lot of administrative duties to perform when those are sent to us. So we can't do it for, you know, $200 or $300 or $500. It's got to be $1,000. I want to go back to this card. You can't do on one card in 24-hour period more than $33. Now, they're charging you $3 no matter what. So if you want to put in $1 in your account, okay, you're going to have to pay $4, okay? So if you want to put $30 in on your account, it'll cost you $33. So that's the highest that they'll go. But they're willing to take this from all over the world. The Green Dot cards, the prepaid cards, worldwide prepaid cards, as long as it has a Visa or a MasterCard or a Discover logo on it, it will work. It's got to be the regular 16-digit card number. But if you stop and think about it, $3 is a pretty good deal. I know that if you were to go the other way, okay, with Solid Trust Pay, you won't have as much money. If you start out with $33 there, and then what you will end up in solid trust pay, and then after you send us the money, because we get charged money, it, you know, just keeps knocking a chunk out of that. So this is a really, really good deal. And now all of you who have solid trust money, solid trust pay, that's fine. We're integrated with that, and that's not going away, okay, for right now, all right? This is a new additional method, so you'll have to choose which way you want to use to fund your account. But we were afraid that we were going to leave behind anywhere between 10 and 20,000 members who couldn't get the funds into solid trust pay, and we just didn't want to leave them behind. So that is the main reason we're extending this another day. You need to get the word out to all these people who, you know, just gave up on the idea of getting funds into solid trust pay, that we have a solution. Now, if the funds get into solid trust pay and later on you want to move them into this to buy more keys, you can do that. I'm just saying that starting tomorrow you'll have two options, and that's options are a good thing. The let's see, we should I think that is all of the news I needed to share with you. What we wanted to do was have you go take a look at your back office and sorry, on the webinar that Annette has, and she's going to be moving slides along as I give you a tour of your back office. I allowed Annette in on the test server today to take a bunch of photos of what the back office looks like, and it's pretty cool. So if you're on the webinar, you'll be able to see this. If you're on the phone, you can't. And all I can say about this is a web-based business. Now, sometimes you're traveling and you don't have any choice. But if you're wanting to build this business, it's all internet-based. You need to use the tools that is available to you. And these webinars are fantastic. And there's people that are going to be, that didn't even know about this call, they're going to be able, from our bulletin board, to get the link to this recorded call tomorrow, okay, and be able to listen to it in their leisure. So they didn't have to be here at a specific time. So we're on slide one, and I'll just start going through this. Under my account is profile, and then overview. Now, overview is where you have been landing when you log in. That's going to change. You see right down below that is communications, and that's the Express bulletin board. And that's where we're going to have, that's where we're going to land normally, is right there. The you can change your password. So that's all under my account, and then I've already mentioned communications. I'm sorry if I don't sound like I have a lot of energy. I went to bed at 6 in the morning and got up at 10, so it's been pretty challenging. But I'm making it. I'm surviving. This is, you know, we had a lot to do back in the back office, as you will find out here. Please try to take in consideration that we have so much responsibility to do this right, and we don't take that responsibility lightly. So anyway, upgrades, QL Exchange won't work yet because we haven't opened that up. By the way, in two or three weeks, we expect to be opening up QL Exchange, and we're going to do the same thing. We're going to allow everybody to upgrade with the same methods that we're using for 1X. It's a beautiful thing that we have set up, and I'm not going to go through that again today. But it's going to be great, and you're going to be able to upgrade in QL Exchange using the same methods. And believe me, as you find out more about it, you will want to. All right. The KeyBank, the first selection there is a summary that basically tells you how many keys you have in your KeyBank vault, if you will, and how many you have pending that you have sent out by email that have not been used yet, and how many are used, and how many have expired because they were sent out and didn't get used within 48 hours. So they expire, and we issue a new one when that happens, and it's just added to your list automatically. And how many keys you have transferred. So just it's a summary page. Then it gets into the more detailed pages. The first one is key acquisition, purchasing keys. And if you, later on we'll make this more dynamic, but we didn't have the time. If you don't have a bulk badge, okay, and we give these badges out very, very seldom. So don't bother asking for it if you don't need it, okay? Because you'll have to communicate with us, and if you're just wanting to buy, 100 keys, you just need to do this the regular way, okay? You can just buy them 10 at a time, do it 10 times, all right? It doesn't cost you any more each time because it's coming out of your reserve. So we've set that up very, very nicely. But the people who are needing to buy thousands of keys, and there are people who are doing that, they need to use a method that will help them. Otherwise, it would just be too big of a task. And that's what all of the bulk selections here are. Now, when you click on one, you're not going to see anything. It'll say you're not allowed to be at the bulk thing. It'll just tell you that at the top. So, I know that everybody's curious, but you won't be able to see anything. But later on, that will not even show up on the keyboard, on the menu, okay, unless you have the badge. We just, like I said, didn't have time to go through that. The next is key distribution. Send to a non-member. Now, this is somebody who has not joined, and you're wanting to send them a key. And what a key is an encrypted link, much like email verification. It's just like that type of thing you've done with so many companies, and unless you put in the wrong email address and you never got it. But this encrypted link, it's a one-time use, and when you click on it, it takes you to the person who sent it. They're going to be the sponsor. Okay, the person who sent it's going to be the sponsor. And it takes you right to the join page, and the sponsor's name is at the top, and you fill out the application. Now, by the way, in the application, we have made sure that you cannot, in the username, use apostrophes, quotes, ampersand signs, plus symbols, all the things that everybody has been doing. And if you've done that or know of anybody that's done that, that username will never work, okay? It can't work in a URL. So now our username, when you go to fill that in, it won't accept it if you try to put in a space or an apostrophe or quotes or exclamation mark. It will reject it, okay? So all is allowed is the alphabet, English alphabet, 26 characters, upper and lower case. It is case sensitive. So be understanding that it's case sensitive. If you have a capital, if you use like your first name and some numbers and you capitalize your first letter, that's how you have to log in. It's case sensitive. Okay. So anyway, we got that taken care of. Let's get back to the back office here. So sending a key allows a person, once they get and submit that joining application and hit submit, They have to agree to terms and conditions and hit submit. It puts them in both QL Exchange and 1X in both structures, and it pays for the tier or stage one tier one position. It pays for the stage one tier one, which is a $5 purchase, and that's already paid for the person. It's a great, great marketing tool. Transfer to a member. If you send a key to a member, okay, you can send it to anybody. It doesn't have to be personally sponsored. Send it to anybody. You just put in their username. You click on the verify, and it tells you the first name and last name, and you hit send. Transfer bulk. This is allows people with the bulk badge to be able to send out, you know, from a list, a CSV file where it's comma separated. Do you do it in like spreadsheets? One column, and then the second column would be like how many keys you're going to send. So the first column is username, second column is the number of keys you're sending, and then it separates it with a comma because it's two separate columns in a spreadsheet. So it would be like username, comma, five to send five keys, and then return takes you down to the next line, and then, you know, username, comma, two. So you can do massive distribution with the keys using the transfer bulk. My favorite is the auto upgrade member and auto upgrade bulk, which is the same thing, only the difference is the amount of people that you can take care of. Auto upgrade member means that when you, they're not even going to receive anything. They have to be a member. They're already in. When you put their username in and you click on verify, it'll tell you their first name and last name. You hit submit, they're upgraded. It's also going to make sure that they haven't upgraded yet, all right? So as soon as you hit that, bam, they're upgraded instantly. So nothing is sent. You just used one of your keys to upgrade somebody. That is powerful. Now, most of you know the plan as to what we're going to be doing here. And, you know, Wednesday night, and besides paying an awful lot of money commissions out, it's going to be something where you would sure like to know who in your downline is prepared for that. If they have money in their reserve, if you transfer money to their reserve account or you transfer a key to them, do you really know that they have it? Do you know that it's setting there? Well, if you do auto upgrade member, it's going to go from a black ball to a red ball. Now, if they get the money and they say, I don't know if I want to upgrade. I'll just keep this money. Whatever. Okay. It's something where, you know, you just lost your money. But if you use the auto upgrade member, that is gets the job done. You're not depending on them to do anything. So keep that in mind. Auto upgrade bulk just allows you to bring in and do that for, you know, thousands of people at one time. Only in that particular import file, you're only using one column because you're not sending them keys, you're not sending them money, you're just upgrading them. Next section, key history. Sent and used. Now, I've changed the verbing on since Annette got in here today to start taking some pictures. Sent and used is what it says. This is where you have sent it to somebody and they use the key. The next one says pending. I've actually changed that to something where all of this makes more sense. Sent and pending. So you've sent it and it's pending. It hasn't been used yet. And then I down at the bottom of that, I've actually moved expired up where it's sent and expired. So it's sent and used, sent and pending, sent and expired. Now it makes more sense when you see the word sent. Okay, these are keys that you have used to send to a non-member up in the key distribution. Then the next one will be transferred. This is tells you, you can click on that page and go and look at your history of keys that you have transferred to other people. and then auto upgraded. That's who you use the key for to upgrade, and it'll give you that information. Great stuff. QL Reserve. Now we switch from the key bank to the money bank. Okay, QL Reserve is our own internal closed loop system. The only way to get money in is to come into QL Reserve. And from QL Reserve, you can buy keys, you can transfer money, whatever you want to do without any additional fees. It's all internal, and it's free to use. The QL Reserve account summary, much like the KeyBank summary, it just tells you, you know, how much money you have and in your account. And just like if you log into your back office of your bank, online banking, almost all of us do that, you would be able to see, you know, 10, 20, sometimes 50 transaction. And if you want more, you have to go deeper. Okay, this is going to show 20 of your last transactions, and that's all it will show under the summary. Deposit funds. Well, like you, and this is how you get money into the QL Reserve, is to deposit funds. You can do that by these two different methods. Okay, so you click on that, and you would have Solid Trust Pay or the new method that we just announced this evening. That, by the way, what you'll see on your transactions with that, please take a note of this now, because if somebody charges back and because they didn't know what they were doing, they'll be kicked out. Okay, so you don't want to charge back just because you don't know, you don't recognize it. Okay, it's Signature Life will be on the your banking your credit card statement. Signature Life, and believe me, you do not want to charge back on that because, like I said, you'll be removed. The next transfer funds, this is where you're transferring money that's in your QL Reserve, and transfer to anybody. Transfer bulk funds, that's where you're sending lots of money. It's using the same kind of process that I told you before where you're actually importing in a file. Transfer history, just be able to see more detailed than what the account summary offered. Withdrawal funds, that's where you'll probably have your most fun. Right now that doesn't function, didn't need to. We had other things that we needed to do. So we'll have that up and running when you need it, and that's what it says if you click on it. Sponsored organizations, your sponsored members, you'll have a list of the people that you personally sponsored in there. Downline view 1X, that's where you can look at your downline view of the 1X structure and downline view QL Exchange. Even though we haven't launched that yet, you're building it, so you might as well go take a look at what's going on over there. And then logging out. Slide 2. Look at the details that we put in here just for making a deposit. This page is used to make a deposit into your QL Reserve account, and we have 8 different steps that we're telling you how to do this. Now, obviously, we're only discussing Solid Trust Pay here because at the time we started writing this, that's all we had. And you put in the dollar amount down below. If you put in 10, it's going to do $10. Okay, and then you can calculate. When you click on calculate, it tells you how much the fee is going to be. So if you're wanting to put $100 in your QL Reserve, you have to put in 100, then, because that's what you're wanting to have go into your reserve. And then you calculate it, and it's going to tell you it's going to cost you $105. And you say, okay, and you go off to Solid Trust Pay, and you'll be paying $105, and you'll end up with $100 in your QL Reserve. And, again, that's because they're charging us. We can't do that for free when we're trying to give, when we're actually giving away 100% of the money coming in here on this particular program. And we're going to be making, the company makes its profit on QL Exchange, and that's what 1X is for us, is to build that business, and you'll learn more about that. So this is kind of a lost leader for us, okay? But it's worth it because you're going to love QL Exchange. Slide 3, deposit amount $5. This is what it looks like if you were to deposit $5, and then the deposit fee is $1. I said it's $1 or 5%, whichever's higher, so $6. So if all you're wanting to put in there is $5, it's going to cost you $6. Add funds or another example, deposit amount $100, deposit fee $5, $105, just like the example I told you. And then you click on add funds. Slide 4, solid trust pay. You put in your username and your password and you log in. If you've had solid trust pay, you've done this many, many times. We've been doing this for years. Slide 5. Once you log in, because we sent you with what is called an API, we've already put in who it's going to and the amount. So our company name in there, it will be QL Exchange. It won't have a large C in it, but QL Exchange. And it won't be Inc. It'll just be QL Exchange. Okay. And Net didn't know exactly what was going to go in there. And then pay for the deposit and the amount. Annette, you didn't know today that that was a sandbox. You could have done it and no money would have gone anywhere. It was all pretend. That's our testing website. You could have done it.
I wasn't about to try anything without permission.
Not in this economy. You don't dare, huh?
No.
Okay. So anyway, then you click on checkout when you're done with that. Slide 6. Now, this is really important. A lot of people think once they click on checkout, they're done. They're not done. You have to click on continue here on slide 6. It says, congratulations, your payment was successful. But you need to click on continue to bring you back to the website. So once you do that, you come on back. And then slide 7 there, transaction approved. That's on our side. And, that's what you see from them. And then it will actually put funds in, you know, it will take you to your deposit history. You'll be able to see, it'll take you right there automatically. You're going to love all this. It's just so cool. Slide 8, reserve deposit option 2. Now, that's what I've already announced. You're going to have another option. She didn't have anything to take pictures of yet because we don't have it implemented yet. Slide 9. Key purchase. This is where you would choose between 1 and 10 keys, and you select the keys to purchase. You click on calculate. Now, see, it's not adding any expense to it. It's going to take it from the reserve. So the funds are already in your QL reserve, and it'll just tell you how much it's going to take. And if you've got too many keys selected based on your balance, it'll tell you that. So anyway. And then as soon as you process that, it will take the funds from your reserve, and it will give you keys. In this example, Annette's chosen 8, so it's going to be $48, okay, and it's going to come out of the reserve.
It is showing $6. It's calculating $6 per key here, and if you're going to be going through STP.
Well, but... It is $6. Each of the keys are $6. So that's what it's supposed to cost you. 8 keys will cost you $48, but it's not going through solid trust pay. It's taking it from your reserve account.
My mistake.
That's okay. Slide 11. Send a key to a non-member. I hope there's a lot of people on your website, because if you're on a phone call, you're probably fairly bored, but those on the website are seeing all this good stuff here. I'm not going to read all of that, but this just tells you the procedure in sending a key to a non-member. And slide 12, this is how to transfer a key to somebody who is already in. And you just put in the number of keys and your username that you're sending it to. You verify it. It'll tell you their first name, last name, so you know you got it right. And then hit submit, and it's off and running. And then auto upgrade. As I said, my favorite. I love this. This is fabulous. See, you can have somebody go and join you for free. You're their sponsor, but you can use auto upgrade to upgrade them. But see, auto upgrade can work for people that you haven't sponsored. And believe me, there's a lot of people. You're sitting there saying, why in the world would I want to do that? Well, there's people out there, large groups that are totally organized, and they can do this remotely. They can upgrade their organization without doing anything that's going to risk them sending a key that's not used or sending money that's not used. Bam, they're upgraded. And so anyway, that's it for the slides. So bottom line is, we're going to give you another day. I hope you take advantage of it and just keep on grinding away at trying to bring in as many people as you possibly can. Someday you'll remember this, when this all began for you. Yeah, there were struggling issues. You'll laugh about it someday. I know that it's hard for you to conceive of that now. And some of you have had greater issues than others, and I apologize for that. But we're doing the very best that we can do to try to make this as professional and as good an experience for you as we can. But believe me, you got to think of yourself and understand your pioneers. And boy, the pioneers did not have it easy at all, did they? The people that pioneered countries and so forth, no matter what country you have a history of pioneers that went and discovered the new land, and they had it rough. A lot of here in this country, I'm in Indiana, and hello to all you Hoosiers on this call, and they had there's a place here that's really cool that you can go to that sees back to the, I think it's 1835 or something like that. And there was a complete tree. A squirrel could go from tree to tree to tree all the way from Cincinnati to Indianapolis. And so that's how many trees there were back then. Can you imagine trying to get through all of that with wagons and everything? Well, this is what's going on here, okay? But look at the advantage that you have because of that. So I know that you feel like sometimes you have the right to gripe, but if you just could picture where you will be in a year's time from now, it's going to be absolutely amazing voyage. And I'm sure all of you who have had some hard times will just be able to have a really more colorful story to tell, okay? To those that you're introducing the opportunity. Tell them how tough it was at the beginning, but how well it has rewarded you for your efforts. And it will be much easier for them. For them, it's going to be a paved road. We're going to have a dozen videos on the website. We're going to have, I don't know how many support staff, lots, okay, in different languages. We're going to have support staff that speaks Russian and Chinese and Korean and every kind of language or a major language around the world. We'll have support staff that's just there to take care of helping them. So this is a global business, and it's going to be a big one, and you're a part of it. And I'm just very excited about where we're going. So Annette, this time, just because I think you can tell, I don't have a lot of energy left here, okay? And I'm sorry, all of the everybody. I'm sorry I sound rather boring this evening. I just run down. But I'll be okay. But Annette, can we keep this to just a few questions, please?
Well, I was just going to say, I think that I'll have to make a change here, but I think I'll do is I will leave up the Q&A box, even on the replay page, and I'll take down all these questions. I will begin to answer them and sort of compile a Q&A, begin, you know, a much more lengthy, extended Q&A, and then I'll submit it to you, JC, and
post it on. I mean, Jane has a great blog. Now we're eventually
blog, right?
You could share that with her, and you know, come to some ideas as to how you can put answers up there.
Yeah, I'll compile it. If there's anything I don't know, I'll get with you, and we'll get everything answered as best we can. A lot of it I can answer already myself. And we'll let you go and get some rest tonight if you can. I hope you.
I don't think there's much rest for me this evening. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, everybody, I hope you're excited. I hope you take advantage of the extra day. I really do. You don't want to sit there. I mean, a lot of you are sitting there saying, man, I just wish I had a little bit more time to bring in some more people that I care about. Well, here's your chance. And you're going to be able to use a Visa, MasterCard, or Discover card without any problems or concerns. And I know one lady up in Canada that I talk to regularly, she's a sweet German lady. She's just probably doing backflips right now because of all the people that she has to bring in throughout Russia and Germany and so forth that just have been having one heck of a difficult time getting their funds into solid trust pay. So I'm sure she's happy. She's smiling right now because she's listening to this, I'm sure. So anyway, this should be a fabulous solution, and we don't want to leave anybody behind, okay? So get out there and get these people who had decided, you know, this was too difficult, and you've got another day to get them. Go get them now, okay?
Okay, well, JC, thank you so much for all your hard work. I know you are really pushing yourself to the edge, don't push too much. We don't want you to get sick. You know, we can't afford you to get sick now.
I'm good. I'm good. Just a little tired.
All right.
Thank you, everybody,
right,
for coming to the call. I really appreciate your time. Bye, everybody.
Okay. Good night, all.